And of course, a surprise, some good news. We do have Fazila Malik of New Heights Travel on air with us, so joining in the conversation this afternoon, which is really nice. So Fazila, assalamu alaikum, good afternoon, or good morning rather, and thank you for joining us.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Of course, as you know, we also have Mr. Rafiq Saval that is joining in the conversation with us. I can understand it's been a pretty rough few months for yourself as well as New Heights Travel. Mr. Saval has, you know, painted a picture for us and given us some perspective in terms of what himself as, you know, one of the travelers has gone through. But yourself as an operator, and I'd like to say, you know, a trusted operator over the years, to be going through this situation that we find ourselves in now, you know, what has been going on within New Heights Travel?
Well, first and foremost, I must say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to the ulama and to the entire community. I wish to record my response publicly to accusation leveled against me with a view to slandering and tarnishing my reputation and character. Now, firstly, I would like to say that how this the situation arose when prospective travelers paid for packages while travel and visa rules were in the midst of the change. What has transpired here was during the Hajj time, mm-hmm. we visited our Umrah agents and obviously visiting the ministry level and finding out what is going to be the new rules like we do every year. And they said, well, there's not going to be much of changes, etc., as normal every year. And what happened was when the Umrahs really opened up in September, they gave us a real surprise as far as A to Z changes that was all done and amended. And at that time, at the time when I charged the packages was from 17,999 up to 19,999. And at the time of the changes of the visa changes was obviously a big difference of 7,000, 6,000 and 6,500. And I could not obviously fulfill the differences on there because due to the fact that there's compulsory changes that had to be done into the system. So I gave the option of the parties to either to cancel the trip or postpone the trip, I mean, to October, or I do a full refund. In the interim, when I said I'm going to do the refund, this is the time it would take for the kingdom to refund, where I initially gave them a 21 days, thinking that, you know, monies will obviously be refunded. But bearing in mind that monies from the kingdom cannot be refunded, but used and utilized for the credit that is going to be in account for the hoteliers. Up to now, I've made a lot of changes, a lot of arrangements to make and to get the funds getting to the Hujjaj. Because this thing that I had, at no point was there any intention to withhold any money, it's not due to me.
All right. Now, Fazila, just help us understand, you know, when a prospective traveler is coming to you or comes to you, purchases a package, they're purchasing, you know, inclusive of visa, flights, accommodation. We understand that you pre-book the accommodation. What then becomes of the money for the visas as well as the flights? Why were you not able to refund those particular amounts, you know, if not the entire amount to your travelers?
Well, you know, I thought obviously the money that was paid on to the airline, that money will be obviously refunded. Bearing in mind that Saudi Airlines these days, when you give them a contract sign, they give you a contract sign, once you do your blocks and you pay your deposits and you pay your monies in, not failing to realize that obviously those seats are going to get empty, your money gets forfeited. I was a bit disappointed, and I know I've lost some money also with the airlines part of it, which I have proofs of it, but I can utilize it with EDMs, which I can later use on blocks, etc., but obviously paying a penalty as well together with it. So there's money sitting there. We're looking at around 900 to 850,000, between 850 to 900,000 of monies that are sitting with the airline as well. So obviously I've got to sit with them and obviously see on departures of different dates of what is going to be available. As far as the visas are concerned, yes, visas were paid, which is, I mean, at that time we're talking of around 1,600 to 1,650. Failing to realize now that the visas with the new system is a 4,000 that you have to pay A to Z.
Now, you know, I'm concerned with regards to the flights, in the sense that did you not know prior to booking those flights that something like this might transpire with Saudi Air?
Nothing of that sort, because we used this for many, many years, and obviously we've always utilized our seats. Rather, we took more seats in our seasons, etc. But with this part of new visa, everything took us back step.
Okay, so let's get down to things. In terms of your communication with the so-called authorities, what has communication been like? What seems to be, you know, holding them back in terms of giving you the necessary refund that you require, especially when it comes to the hotels?
Hotels will not give you, obviously, because of the credit that's in there due to the new system that they have in the kingdom. Anybody, we were not even told this, that, you know, we always had credit, but we always had like 30,000-40,000 riyals, but not in 100,000s. So with the results, when I asked and they said, yes, we will give you, but the thing is that you must utilize the credit with the hotelier of sending in people, which I'm using at the moment to get the funds out. Or if they have to do, they have to pay VAT to send us money. They don't want money to be laundering out of Saudi Arabia.
So, of course, the 20th of November has come and gone. You know, how are you hoping or planning to get the money back to those that have not traveled and have asked for their refunds?
I've made alternatives. I haven't sat back because, as I said, you know, there was no intention of no point at that time to keep or any intention on withholding any monies due to, obviously, the Mutamirins. So I have made alternative arrangements, and obviously that administration is taking a bit of a time because it's not easy just to outlay some money, but I am busy with that.
Tell me, do you have the money in your possession? When can Mr. Saville and the rest of the travelers look forward to their refund?
Well, they are in communication, sister, and I have been keeping in touch with them on the time. I have even phoned all of them as well, and I have told them, and whoever's calling me or WhatsApping me, I do an instant response. Unlike people are saying that, you know, we do not get hold of you and we cannot get hold of you. That is total lies, because my phone's 24 hours and I'm always on the phone and I'm always on WhatsApp. My attorneys are attending to this as well, and I think shortly we should be having an answer. And like I said, you know, I'm not supposed to be on air as per the attorneys as well, but due to the fact that certain clients have said, you know what, just try to come out and show us that you can be, which I've done all the time, and I have been before on previous other radio stations, and I'm not going to be fading away because I'm always in constant contact. I don't give my comment myself to the time of telling the exact time, because I've given one time and I've given the second time. Due to administration problems, I'm not going to give the exact time. Yes, there will be a further payment being paid, but I don't know when. It will be done because it's my amana and I need to fulfill this.
Just to understand, will the travelers be receiving their full refunds?
Obviously, nobody has forfeited any of their monies of anything as far as airlines or anything is concerned. It is their full amana and they will get their full payment.
Just in terms of New Heights Travel and their business practice when it comes to contracts, I understand that some of the travelers did not sign contracts. Why was this?
Well, not that we did it in all the past of the years. We never did contracts at all. Nobody did. And I don't think any of the travel agents do that contracts.
Okay, that's incorrect. But why would you not want a contract to be in place to secure yourself as well as your clients?
Well, because we've always fulfilled and we've always placed. And I mean, we've got all the receipts and we've got everything that's in place. I mean, we never ever signed contracts.
All right.
Sign contracts.
Do you think perhaps, you know, many have, you know, been pretty dissatisfied in terms of the service that they have received from New Heights Travel? Do you think in the future there should be a place in terms of having contracts in place?
Well, we should look at that because, I mean, if that's the case, you know, like I have my card, the booking card that I normally have, which starts off with the names and with the ID documents together with the dates of departure, together with the hotel, etc., with the transport. And I take that specific card as a contract, and I normally let them sign to say that, you know, we've accepted our passports and our documentation. So I treat that as a contract as well.
All right. Now, of course, in studio with us, we also have Mr. Rafiq Saville. I'd like to ask him any comment from yourself, sir.
Yes. Assalamu alaikum, Fazila.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mr. Rafiq. How are you doing?
I'm well, Fazila. Shukr for coming on air with me. I must admit, and I had said this earlier before you'd come on air, that had you not arrived to chat with us today, I would have been very disappointed, but I'm very glad that you could could find the time to come on air. Fazila, as you and I have spoken before, and once again, for those listeners that may have missed this, I'm going to repeat it again, you know, because you also seem to feel a little bit aggrieved by the fact that people have accused you repeatedly of ducking and diving. And I'm going to say again that whenever I contacted you, you had always taken my calls and spoken with me. Exactly. So, Fazila, the question I have for you is simply the following. You've mentioned that you've made alternative arrangements, and we appreciate that. And we have no reason to doubt that you have any intentions to withhold money. But given the fact that there have been so many delays to date, and there's been, to date, we've had nothing other than, you know, feedback from you, and I wouldn't want to call it promises, but undertakings to repay once processes have completed. There's no indication. I can appreciate the fact as well that you're saying you've given dates and those dates have come and gone and you're reluctant to give a future date. But in all fairness to your customers, they need to know by when they can expect to be paid. I mean, to be fair, to date, we've listened to you and we've believed you. There's been no documentary evidence to suggest that there are, in fact, processes underway to provide funding for the repayment. We're going totally on trust here, without an indication as to when this matter would be finalized. Can you perhaps give us an indication with a little bit more certainty in terms of when you expect this to be done? I don't expect an exact day and time, but an indication. Would it be a week? Would it be 2 weeks? Because, you know, there are many people, and I don't know how many people have been affected and to what extent this thing runs, whether it's a few hundred thousands or a few million rands. I don't know how much is involved. It's never even occurred to me to ask you that before. But I think that at some point, your customers are going to want to take a decision one way or the other. Now, at what point do they make that call? At what point do they say, we've waited long enough?
Okay, Mr. Rafiq, as I mentioned to you earlier on the conversations before, on our telephonic conversation, and as I got spoken to the attorney this morning as well, and I told him that I'm going on media, and was very reluctant for me to go onto media because he just don't want me to go, because it's just that he feels a lack of patience from clients is misconstrued as a dishonest agent, and his feeling is that I should not go at media. But because of the promise, and as I said, I am not hiding, and I'd love to confront everybody on this year. So inshallah, the truth will be revealed. But secondly is that I'm not allowed to give any time or anything. And he's just refused me to go onto the air as well. But I said, I would love to go in there. But I'm saying it's a matter of patience. I'm not giving time. As I spoke to them this morning, and they said that it will be done. Give us our work and our time to complete the administration. And we will tell you exactly further.
Fazila, you know, having
so I'm
said
saying,
that...
You know, I'm saying about... 2 weeks, because obviously they're rushing to do all their work, what they have to do, because obviously the offices are also closing within this, and they want to finish off as much as they can as prior to what the offices can close. So inshallah, hopefully, I'm saying in 2 weeks' time, they should give me the complete and final answer.
All right. So we look forward to further communication in that regard within or after the next 2 weeks, perhaps. But Fazila, let's leave it at that. We thank you for coming on this afternoon, for sharing with us. Some might be satisfied, some might not be satisfied. It's an issue of money in a service that was not given. So we can understand in that regard. But we want to thank you for joining us. So we do appreciate it.
Jazakallah for having me as well. And inshallah, I will be also keeping them updated either by emails and by telephones as well. Inshallah,
so.
I will.
Great. Thank you so much.
Jazakallah.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. So, Mr. Sabu, you've heard what Fazila has had to say. Of course, you know, when it comes to, and I think the other thing that we as consumers might be a little naive about is when it comes to the intricacies of, you know, the department or the Saudi government, for instance, as well as, you know, those within the ministries and how the travel operators deal with them as well. We might not be fully aware as to the goings on, you know, that they have to deal with. But at the same time, it would be good to know that, you know, a D-Day is there. Like you mentioned, and press Fazila for, unfortunately, she says 2 weeks is what she can say. Mm. Are you satisfied with the response you've received today?
Look, Sabira, what does one say in a case like this? You know, I hear what Fazila says, and I understand the challenge that she's faced with. You know, I agree with you that when you're dealing with another country's authorities, it's not always an easy thing to do, because one needs to sort of get an understanding of how things works in a different country, and that may be very different to the way things function back home. Okay, so yes, she's faced with a challenge. She's not able to give us a certain date by which she's able to remedy this. And I suppose, you know, while I do understand that, at the same time, I'm going to say once again, you know, that at some point, Fazila's customers are going to have to make a call, and they're going to have to take a decision to either hang in there until such time that she is able to deliver. Alternatively, they're going to press ahead with legal proceedings and as I said earlier, engage that machinery. How they choose to deal with it, I don't know. Mm. In terms of what I'm going to do, to be honest with you, I'm not quite sure just yet. I'd need to think about that. But as it stands right now, it appears that even though a transaction is generally a two-way process, the cards seem to be in Fazila's hands solely right now. Mm. And it's sad, you know. We've parted with our monies in exchange for a service, and we've got to wait until that service is either provided or until such time that we refund it, without any knowledge or certainty as to firstly when it's going to happen and if it's going to happen. So yes, I'm a little disappointed about that, but I suppose, you know, each respective customer, if I can call them that, would need to take a decision based on what they've heard here today and maybe any further interactions that they have with Fazila or anyone else, and then go from there.
Absolutely. Make sure you know your operator, and make sure you sign a contract as well. But Mr. Rafiq Saville, we leave it at that for today. You know, is there anything else further you wish to add, or are you satisfied with the statement you have provided? And, you know, going forward, we hope to see some sort of outcome.
Sabira, firstly, shukran for you know, providing this opportunity for us to have this discussion. I think it's the kind of discussion that's long overdue. To date, whenever we've had discussions like this, it was merely short reports, very short interviews. Mm. And I think this is the type of thing we need to be speaking about. And you asked me if there's anything else I'd like to say. Yes, maybe one thing. I have a request. And that would be that we keep our eye on this situation. Okay, and I'd be most appreciative if the radio station can follow up regularly and provide the aggrieved parties with an update, because like I say, to date, information has been sparse. There's been lots of rumors, there's been lots of fitna going on, as I pointed out earlier, and that's not what we want. Mm. You know, we'd like to engage meaningfully, transparently, and in a way that is the way we are meant to interact as Muslims. You know, it is my hope and dua that this thing is resolved in a way that is amicable, that does not damage Fazila's rich history as a tour operator, and also one that doesn't leave any of the aggrieved parties without seeing the return of their funds. So it is my dua that this ends in a way that makes all parties happy, and that moving into the future, we don't have a recurrence of this kind of thing, that we all learn from the experience, not only we as the general public, but also the tour operators. The entire industry needs to learn from this and put measures in place to protect both themselves and the customer.
Absolutely. Well said, but Mr. Rafiq Saval, we'll leave it at that for today. I'd like to thank you for your level head, as well as for, you know, sharing with us on the story and providing your insight on the matter. We do appreciate your time, and like you've told us, we certainly will be keeping a close eye on the developments of this particular story and keeping the public updated as well. But thank you so much for your time, and go well.
Shukran.